Heidi Holton with John Bauer. It's that special time of the Friday morning show. Where are we this morning for breakfast?
We're in Grand Rapids speaking with Carrie Thorberg. Is that right?
Thorvig.
Thorvig, excuse me.
Right?
Hello?
Is this the Carrie I know?
This is Heidi.
Yeah, Thorvig. Good morning. Thank you for being with us today.
Sure.
We were a little pitiful, weren't we?
Well, I was feeling kind of bad for you guys, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I can never call during the school year because...
Perfect. But then you said, well, I don't know if I should go on because I haven't had anything to eat yet.
It's
okay.
Do you normally eat breakfast?
Yes, I do.
Okay. But you're not going to have any today or just running late or?
I had to get up earlier than I was planning to because I had to bring my son in to do a little work this morning.
Okay.
So I haven't. Yeah, I just haven't had breakfast yet. I'm heading back home, and so I'll probably eat when I get there.
Okay, so what do you think you'll have? We may have lost you. Oh, will you say it again?
With peanut butter.
All we heard was with peanut butter. It must have been toast.
Oh,
right?
An English muffin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So would you put butter underneath the peanut butter?
Yes, because then the peanut butter is not as sticky.
Oh, I see.
When you eat it.
Important safety tip.
Whoa, I didn't know that reason. Well, that's good.
And then that butter gets in those craggy holes.
Exactly, Heidi. You know.
We didn't know. Did you have a beverage? Will you have a beverage with this?
Probably just water.
Not a coffee drinker? Oh.
I am not a coffee drinker.
Good for you.
Yeah, I used to drink pop, but I've quit that, so, yeah.
And you, and now...
Go ahead.
There's something in my brain. Now, how did... You've changed some things in your life.
A little bit, yeah.
How'd you stop drinking pop?
I went to hypnosis.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was interesting.
Well, take us. Put us there. Put us in the couch.
Well, it's this lady that comes from St. Cloud, and you can sign up through Community Ed. And so then it's just at the district boardroom there, and most people just lay down on the floor. You bring, you know, like a pillow and a blanket or whatever. And, she talks to you in her special... You know, boys that...
Well, come on now. What does that mean? Is she like...
She's got that specific... I don't know.
Like voodoo kind of?
Soothing. Oh. It's a soothing voice. And
voodoo.
You just listen to her. And she said that, you know, you can either... You might fall asleep. You might not think that you were hypnotized, but you maybe actually were. I don't think I fell asleep that particular time. And then you leave, and she gives you a CD, a self-hypnosis CD. And I listen to that at night a lot, and that really helped me sleep really, really well.
Wait a minute.
So there are other people in the room for the initial?
Yes. So it was actually hypnosis for weight loss, but I really just wanted to quit drinking pop. So for me, it wasn't really about... trying to lose weight or, you know, I feel like I eat pretty healthy most of the time.
So everybody
was... go ahead.
Well, so everybody was there for the same reason, to quit pop or just to lose weight?
No, for weight loss.
Okay. All right. And then you had individual sessions after that?
No. So then after, she actually did the hypnosis for smoking and tobacco.
Wow.
Which was a separate session.
So tell us.
I think it's a little bit different.
How did it work for you? I mean, you said you went back.
It was good.
When you leave that first day, are you thinking, I'm not going to drink pop?
Well, I think, like, for me, I would always have, like, the cravings for pop. You know, I don't know. I suppose the sugar and the caffeine. I don't know. And now, like, I don't crave it.
Wow.
Now, didn't you have some advice for John?
What?
About...
Well, see...
Oh, his stomach issues?
Yes.
Oh, the reflux.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah.
Have Have you been having it lately?
I take probiotics, and that really helps me.
Is that one of those little tiny little plastic jugs that you drink and you get your full fulfillment of probiotics?
Yeah, and you can take different kinds. I mean, the kind I take is one of those, you know, home-based business ones, so which a lot of people have mixed feelings about, I know. So
a pill
but
form.
I find that it helps me. I got my gallbladder out like a year or so ago. And
whoa. Okay. Enough about...
Definitely made a difference.
Enough about... acid reflux. I want to know what happens when you self-hypnotize you. Are you looking in a mirror? What are you doing?
No. Well, I just listen to it at night.
Oh,
and it's
listen-
a lot. It sounded from what I've... I don't know that I've heard the whole CD, but...
You fell asleep.
I listen to it at night. And then I fall asleep listening to it.
So what does it sound like? Is it someone talking to you?
Yeah, it's the same lady that did the session and... most of the same things she says in the session.
Well, here's the
when
whole...
you're there, it's a little bit different, I suppose. But...
Heidi's poo-pooing me right now, and see, my brain is always thinking. I'm thinking, so I wonder during a membership drive if we could hypnotize people to become members.
Yeah, good luck with that. I don't know. I think you have to have the idea in your head
you
for it
want
really
it.
To be successful. Right. So, like, you have to want to do that.
Well, I think a lot of people want to be members. They just can't make that decision. So that might be our next fundraiser.
Well, somehow, I mean, maybe Carrie's the source here because Carrie's a member.
Yeah.
You know, how did we hypnotize you, Carrie?
Well, I think I just listen to KXE and I think, you know, it's the right thing to do to just become a member and help support the station. Because... you know, that's just what you need to do in your community. And if you're taking advantage of that service, you should just do your part.
Well, thank you. We sure appreciate it. So how's the summer with as a teacher, you get a little more time in the summertime. How's it feel?
It's pretty good. You know, it's been a really busy summer, so it's not that exciting for me, which is fine, but I sleep in and I, you know, take my time enjoying things when I can.
That's great. Did you do anything exciting for the 4th?
We went to a friend's house and we went to Nashwalk for fireworks.
Okay.
And then, which is a little bit of an education, you know, just because I'd never been. And then we also went to Hill City for the parade for the first time.
Whoa. Well, you took in a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it was good.
Can I ask you one more question?
Yeah.
Are you afraid of mice?
Afraid of what?
Mice.
Mice. I don't care for mice. No.
I had an incident earlier today, and I have this... I don't like to talk about it because it's ridiculous. I have a big fear of mice, and... so there's a mouse in the office here, and John just took it off the trap and just let it go in the office. Didn't bring it outside.
No, why would he?
Yes.
It was still alive?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, it was by just,
he felt bad for the little feller, he calls him.
And but why didn't you take him outside?
Here's the thing that Heidi's just avoiding telling everybody, making me be the jerk. I had a minute, okay? I had a minute to do this, and Heidi's saying, well, I could have covered for you. But I went out there. And the mouse was caught by the end of his tail. So I didn't have gloves, and I'm not going to grab that. He could go all the way around the whole circumference of the trap. I'm not going to get bit. So I released him.
Well, couldn't you have just taken the whole trap and gone outside? Because
no.
You didn't have time.
No, it's a tiny little trap. If I had grabbed the trap, he could have bit me from either side. His whole... And I thought you were going to say, oh, did you stomp on him? No, I wouldn't stomp on him.
No, I didn't expect you to stomp on him. I know how much you love animals, but
what?
But the purpose of the trap is to catch him.
I understand that.
See, if he had any choice in that, we would not have traps. We would just all be living lovingly with mice, you know, kicking back in their tiny lazy boys, and he'd be chatting them up. And
If the mouse would have been grabbed by mid-torso where he couldn't, like, squirm around and bite me, I'd have just grabbed the trap and released him outside. But I did not have those capabilities. It was a safety.
We got to get over the
mice. I'm
mice
looking
thing.
For mice
okay.
well-being more than the mouse's.
I'm sorry, Heidi.
Thank you.
Survival of the fittest.
Thank you. I was looking for help with him. But anyway, Carrie, for being on What's for Breakfast, you do get your choice of a parting gift.
Homestead Mills is our sponsor. You get country blend cereal or wild rice pancakes delivered right to your house in a cream-colored linen bag.
I think we're going to have to go with the wild rice pancakes.
All right. We will send them your way. Have a great rest of your summer. It's not too late in the summer yet. Don't be nervous. Don't be thinking about that yet.
Yeah, settle
okay?
down.
About 2 months.
Yes,
right?
You're good. You're good. You still have plenty of time.
Okay.
Thanks,
Carrie.